91X News.
It's 6 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Deanna Fraser. There have been reports of an active shooter in Southern California. An ABC News status report has the latest on the situation.
Authorities working an active shooter situation in Southern California's San Bernardino County this hour. Dozens of police and fire units have responded to a regional center where reports say there may be as many as 20 victims. Sergeant Vicky Cervantes with San Bernardino Police says they've received reports that there may be more than one shooter in this incident.
We don't know where those shooters are. They are heavily armed and they are possibly wearing body armor, things of that nature. It is not a safe area to be. It's very dangerous, and the fewer innocent people we have in here, the better.
No suspects have been reported to be in custody or contained at this time. SWAT teams, the FBI, ATF also assisting in this situation, which is occurring at a nearby regional center that works with people who have developmental disabilities. Ambulances have been seen coming and going from the scene. Again, authorities in Southern California's San Bernardino County working an active shooter situation right now with multiple victims being reported. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Ontario Provincial Police have introduced a new strategy to address mental health issues among both active and retired officers, as well as their families. OPP Commissioner Vince Hawks says the new mental health strategy will help officers deal with people on the job by making them more cognizant of complicated mental health issues in the communities they serve. Hawk says officers will receive training to understand illnesses such as post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, and anxiety. He says the force will also increase the peer support program for officers, improve data collection to better understand mental health issues, and increase early referrals from police to mental health services. A family of local artists will be opening an exhibit at the John M. Parrott Gallery this week. Kate Bickleforth, along with her parents Bill and Ann Bickle, will be showcasing their paintings and photography. Kate says she's excited to be exhibiting her work with her family.
All three of us are artists, and we thought it would be a unique opportunity to all show together in what used to be my hometown, so it's kind of special that way.
Opening night for the exhibit is tomorrow from 5 to 7:30 and will run throughout the month of December. The gallery is located in the Belleville Public Library. Photojournalist Rod McIver visited Loyalist College yesterday to speak with the up-and-coming photojournalism students. Along with many stories, the photojournalist offered advice for the next generation.
Be adaptable. Learn what you can while you're at school, but also pay attention to what other people are doing. Read newspapers, watch the magazines, even watch TV and see what the news events of the day are.
McIver is most known for his image of Pierre Trudeau holding his son like a football while a police officer salutes him. Belleville is hoping to make an industrial comeback with the help of a new government program. QNET's Megan Pounder has more.
The sound of work being done. The city wants to hear more of this. The Ontario Certified Site Program is designed to make industrial land easier to sell. This works by ensuring that everything is done to make a site shovel-ready for companies who may be interested. Karen Post oversees economic development for the City of Belleville. She says this program helps take some of the risk out of buying land for customers who may not know Ontario requirements.
If they're given a list of certified sites in the province and the province guarantees they're development ready, for that potential investor, it takes some of the risk out of purchasing land in the province.
This program will grant the city $25,000 to make its industrial land more enticing for companies. Belleville City Councillor Edgerton Boyce says the city has invested the same amount. Boyce says, despite the cost, he thinks this will have a positive effect on Belleville's economy.
For the economic spin-off through taxes and jobs, that's a small amount of money to invest when the economic spin-off's a lot greater.
The specific site hasn't been chosen yet, but it will be somewhere in the industrial park on College Street East. Megan Pounder, QNET News, Belleville.
The Belleville area is getting ready to welcome Syrian refugees, and local healthcare workers have been stocking up on medical equipment this week. QNET's Samantha Reed has the story.
Hastings Prince Edward Public Health say they've had a busy week preparing for the 950 refugees expected in the area by the end of the year. Eric Sirwatka, Director of Health Protection with the Hastings Health Unit, says preparation started last week.
Without having specific direction, we were given a letter actually from the Minister of Health to be prepared.
He says the important message is that the health unit is ready if needed.
So we've got as many as 5 teams, and then if we had to expand beyond that, we've had conversations with our neighboring health units, and they might be able to contribute depending on the scale.
Refresher courses and additional training have also been added to the preparation list, along with cultural training awareness. Samantha Reed, QNET News, Belleville.
Canada's finance minister is highlighting 3 economic priorities for the new government. But the Liberal campaign vow to keep annual deficits capped at $10 billion is apparently no longer among them. Bill Morneau says the government will focus on its election pledges to invest in infrastructure, lower the federal debt to GDP ratio, and balance the books in year 4 of their mandate.
We're going to continue to talk about those 3 aspects of our promises, because we do want to focus on growth. We want to make sure that we deal with what we see as a low-growth economy.
The Parliamentary Budget Office has warned the government is on track to run annual deficits that are billions of dollars bigger than expected. Morneau himself recently released a fall fiscal update that said the state of the federal books had deteriorated due to declining economic conditions connected to global uncertainty and low commodity prices. That's QNET News on 91X to 406. Sports is next with James Gaughan.
When you sit for long periods of time on the computer or reading a book, it creates a lot of dysfunction in your body. You feel tight and stiff. The way you perform on many levels can be decreased. You might experience fatigue, frequent colds or flu, or have difficulty sleeping. Chiropractic adjustment corrects this dysfunction quickly and keeps you performing at your best. Get rid of any dysfunction that is holding you back by contacting Dr. Dan Boyle at 613-395-4747 or visit drdan.ca to get your system adjusted today.
Good afternoon, I'm James Gaughan with QNET Sports. Last night's game in Philadelphia was the last time LA Laker Kobe Bryant played in his hometown. The Philly native says he's retiring after this season. Bryant says he knows he's making the right decision.
Yeah, I feel at peace, honestly, man. I feel great about it, and I just feel like going out there and playing as hard as I can and for the games that we have left. I mean, I just feel great.
The Toronto Raptors return to NBA action tonight as they visit the Atlanta Hawks. It will be the first time Raptor forward Damari Carroll faces his former team. Carroll helped Atlanta reach 60 wins last season before signing with the Raptors as a free agent. The NFL has moved an officiating crew off its primetime game after complaints last week.
Referee Pete Morelli's crew has been bumped from the Sunday night Indianapolis-Pittsburgh game and moved to the Sunday afternoon Eagles-Patriots game after some questionable officiating last week. There were 20 penalties called during the 49ers-Cardinals game. Arizona coach Bruce Arians was vocal afterward about the crew messing up spots and downs.
The officials were struggling mightily. I mean, they can't count to 3.
Earlier in the season, one of the crew's side judges was suspended 1 game for not keeping proper time. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
The Boston Red Sox have signed free agent left-hander and former Blue Jay David Price to a 7-year contract worth $217 million. Boston finished last in the AL East last year, 15 games behind the division champion Blue Jays. Last night in the NHL, Calgary bounced back from a 3-goal deficit to beat the Dallas Stars 4-3 in a shootout. The Kings beat Vancouver 2-1 in overtime, Montreal slipped past Columbus 2-1, and Ottawa dropped a 4-2 decision to Philadelphia. In local sports, Kevin Bailey, Belleville's 2014 athlete, will be facing Canada's World Junior Hockey Hopefuls. The 23-year-old goaltender with the Queen's Golden Gales has been named to an all-star team. They will play 2 games against Team Canada Juniors on December 12th and 13th. Bailey is a former Quinte Red Devil. More than 500 skaters, including 3 from local clubs, are in Edmonton for the 2016 Skate Canada Challenge. 17-year-old Emma of the Quinte Figure Skating Club will skate in the junior women's class. Joining her will be Sydney Vanderveen of the Prince Edward County Skating Club. Trent Mishaw of the Prince Edward Club will compete in both men's junior and junior pairs programs. This is the only opportunity to qualify for the Canadian Tire National Skating Championships next month in Nova Scotia. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com.
The forecast for Belleville at 4:10, it's 6 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 0. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of plus 4. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Deanna Fraser. News on 91X, next at 5 o'clock.